Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to Carroll High School. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon with you here tonight as the Carroll Tigers wrap up the Raccoon River Conference regular season here tonight. They do have one more game coming up, and that is against Harlan next week. But this is the final game for the Tigers. Mason, it's not just the final game this season in the Raccoon River Conference. This is the final game for boys basketball for the Carroll Tigers in the Raccoon River Conference in their history as they're moving into the Hawkeye 10 next year.
Yeah, this is kind of a sentimental moment. I mean, I'm a kid that grew up at Carroll, and for my entire time, it's been Raccoon River ball. And you look up there in the rafters, and you see the winner sets, the Ballards, the ADMs. I have thousands upon thousands of memories of the Raccoon River Conference. And, you know, it's kind of suiting, though, because Gilbert's a team that was not there originally and has now recently joined in within the last 6 years. I think they joined in 2020. So it's kind of suiting that, you know, a team that was not there when Carroll started is now the team that's going to be their final opponent as they head out of the conference.
And you are listening here to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Carroll coming into the night 16-4 on the year, 12-3 in the Raccoon River Conference, ranked number 5 right now in Class 3A. They have won 2 straight and 4 of their last 5. For Gilbert, they come in 11-8 overall, 8-7 in the Raccoon River Conference, but they have dropped 3 straight and are 2-3 in their last 5 games. Mason, they've lost to Mondorant, Farrar, ADM, and Ballard. Probably the one shocker in there is Mondorant, Farrar. Lots of teams are losing to ADM and Ballard.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look out on the court to our left there, that's a team that's also lost to ADM and Ballard, and they're still sitting 3rd in the conference, 5th in the state in Class 3A. So it's not a shock that you're losing to the 2 best teams in your own class. But to lose to Mondorant, Farrar, I mean, Mondorant a couple seasons ago was undefeated state champions. Now they've kind of dropped off a little bit. But that kind of shows you what I said this before we got on the air. The Raccoon River Conference is one of those conferences that you can never count out any team, really, because every team is so talented head to toe.
Yeah, this is a deep, deep league. And even the teams that record-wise don't look strong generally are very good ball clubs. We'll step away back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon with you again. We get ready for Carroll Tiger basketball here tonight. Tigers entertaining the Tigers of Gilbert. Carroll leads this series 8-3 since 2020. Carroll won 53-50 back in January. That was a back-and-forth game down the stretch as Gilbert hit a couple of late threes to make that one tight. Actually grabbed the lead late after Carroll had led most of the game. Gilbert's last win a year ago, 69-53. And Mason, was that the game you were here for
a year ago? If it was the second game, it would have been. But I kind of told you that story there of, you know, you guys were trying to get me ready to do postseason games for you. And the first game I ever did on my own for you guys at the radio station, besides Merchants Ball, was this exact matchup last year.
And that would have been their second game a season ago. So that would have been the game that you did. So we broke in, and now you're the assistant sports director at the radio station.
It's been almost a year since I started doing games for you guys.
It has, absolutely. The Carroll Tigers, 7-3, of course, in the last 10 in this rivalry. Carroll comes in averaging 62 a game. Gilbert scores 61 a game, but Gilbert gives up 62 a game. Carroll just giving up 55 a game. So if there's an advantage for Carroll tonight, it seems like it would be on the defensive side.
Yeah, and a lot of that starts with Louis on the inside. We've talked about this about 1,000 times. I don't even know if I can reiterate it the same way we have every time. Louis, the way he alters shots and kind of, I wouldn't say scares, but more intimidates players to drive inside, it starts there, and then you let your guards be a little more aggressive. You let your forwards be a little more aggressive as well.
Yeah, it's great when you got a shot blocker, of course, that you can lean on. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the Gilbert Tigers, under head coach of B.J. Taronis. They come in again 11-8 on the season. They'll start a 5'9 senior in William Taronis, a 6'3 senior in Preston Stensland, a 6'3 sophomore in Matthew Ohala, a 6'7 senior in Luol Kenyang, and a 6'3 senior in Matt Zaz. For the Carroll Tigers, under head coach Randy Beeson, again 14-4 on the season. They'll start a 5'10 senior in Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Luol Thargiath, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Taslin. Mason, I know you mentioned, you know, today that this is a big one for the Tigers. If the, you know, pairings are going to be coming out next week, so this game will impact possibly where they're seated and what route they have to potentially make it down the state. So this is a game Carroll really needs tonight.
Yeah, and I know Jackson, who interns with us at the radio station, kind of described this pretty well. He says that, you know, this is the game that locks up if Carroll becomes that one seed in whatever region they go to, because then if you lose this game, you know, you could throw them into a two seed somewhere. You could maybe send them somewhere they wouldn't go. But if you win this game tonight, with the pairings coming out next Monday or next Tuesday, you almost for sure get that one seed that you really like, because you either get a bye, or if you're in 3A like they are, you get to have one of those teams that's a little bit less than 500.
What does it take for each one of these teams to win tonight? What do they need to do?
Gilbert, I mean, Carroll's got so much playmakers on the floor. You got to limit four of them. If you can pick out four guys and you say, you know, we are not going to let those four score, then you can be able to win this game here.
We'll step away for our national anthem. We've got tip-off between the Tigers and the Tigers coming up next.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Tigers and Gilbert getting set to get underway here tonight. Jeff Blankman along with Mason Neal. And Mason, excited for this one?
Yeah, and I just kind of made a comment here. I always go back to this game if you talk about Carroll High. 2018 Ballard at home, it was number one versus, I think, number three or four.
Yep.
The gym was packed to the point where there was people in the student section staying in the hallways. Tonight's one of those fields where the gym is very tight.
We've got Sargent jumping things up against Ken Yang. It is evening. The Carroll Tigers winning the opening tip. Tigers going right to left, crushed your radio dial here in the first half. They're in their home white uniforms with black down the side. They've got the black and orange Carroll on the front, black numbers on the front and back. Jared Moore shot inside up, no good. He'll grab his own rebound off the tip, out to Tassel on the left side. Gilbert opening up here in a man-to-man. They're in their road black jerseys. Moore penetrates down the right side. He's going to knock that one in, and Mason, he has really been on a tear as of late.
Yeah, he kind of took over that point guard role against Ballard, so he's kind of shown that he can be versatile for the Tigers this year.
Gilbert again with their black jerseys, red down the side, red on the sleeves as well. They've got white Gilbert on the front with the white numbers on the front and back. They'll feed it down to the right corner. Three on the way is up and good from Zaz. And he will give them their first lead of the game.
Yeah, and you can feel, I mean, last time you saw that this was back and forth. It may or may not be similar this game.
Yeah, and I know Coach was worried about how well Gilbert can shoot it. Moore tries to answer. The three is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Stensland. He'll push it over now up to Ohala. Ohala brings it up. Off again to Stensland. Defended by Morris. Carroll opens up in a man-to-man. Penetrating in his Taronis. His shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around and taken down by Tassel for the Tigers. Carroll, they'll push. Moore penetrates in the left side. Kick pass over to the right corner to Jorgensen. His three is up, no good. Weak side rebound tipped around. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be a last touch by Gilbert, so it'll be Carroll basketball.
Yeah, and I mean, if this is one of those games that Carroll doesn't shoot well, you've seen two threes missed right now. They got to really get it inside between Jared and Louie and then be able to get the guards off screens to get downhill.
Mac Hollison inbound on the baseline. They're trying to get Tassel out here. They throw it into Thargiath, who all couldn't quite squeeze that one in. Moore comes up with it, feeds it back down to Tassel near the left. Block ball is stripped away by Taronis. Zaz will come out of there with it back to Taronis. He'll push it up, penetrates in, kicks it over on the right wing to Stensland. Stensland defended by Moore. Spins back down the right side after going up top. He's going to be bumped and fouled as he goes to the floor, penetrating down the right side, and that is going to be a foul on the Carroll Tigers. That'll be their first here tonight, and that one is going to go on the 6-1 senior in Matt Collison.
And it's just as important on the offensive end here, but defensively you cannot get in foul trouble because these are guys that can make free throws pretty well.
Ken Yang with it, tries to feed it over to Zaz on the left side. Collison, who has been really good the last half of the season as well, tips that one out of bounds.
Yeah, and I think they missed him against Ballard a little bit when he was not in the lineup, but tonight having him here, it's important because he can guard those guards.
Taronis on the left wing with the basketball, defended out there by Collison. That should be an interesting matchup. Taronis looks quick, gets into the lane, finds Zaz on the baseline, off to King Yang, knocked away by Moore. It's loose. Tassel goes and gets it off now to Moore. Over to the right side to Jorgensen. Jorgensen penetrates in. Kick pass over to the left corner. Tassel attacks on that left baseline. He's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. And that's all going to go on Luol Kenyang. The 6'7 senior picks up his first.
And that's what you've seen Trey Tassel evolve his game into, is that, you know, last year was kind of a pure shooter from the corner, but Trey's gotten so much stronger in the weight room this year that he's able to drive and able to get contact like that.
84% free throw shooter on the season. The first one is up and good. That'll tie us here at 3-3, our first tie here in the basketball game. Second free throw coming up for Tassel. The lefty, it's on the way. It is up, and that one is in and out, no good. Jared Moore, though, up high for the rebound, but it is stolen away by Stensland. Stensland's off to Taronis. Taronis will bring it up, gets it up across half court. 3-3 our score early here. 5:42 to go in the first quarter. Zaz hit a three early, fires one up. Left side, top of the key, no good. Long rebound to Moore. He'll push it in. Thargiath with the flush down on the other end.
Yeah, and you heard this, Jim. They've done it time and time again this season. Louis going up, and everyone knew where that ball was going through the net.
5-3 in favor of Carroll. Moore on the assist. Big three up top, answering it as Ohala. And that is going to put Gilbert back on top here by a score of 6-5, our second lead change. Moore drives in. Kick pass down to the corner to Tassel. We've actually had three lead changes. Three up, no good. A rebound taken down by Stensland. Stensland will bring it back. Carroll got back defensively but didn't stop ball. He'll fire up the three. It's up, no good. Ken Yang with the rebound. Feeds it back off to Stensland. His shot up, no good. Ken Yang again with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. And Moore going to clear his fourth rebound of the game. We'll get a foul underneath the basket, and I think that's going to go on Zaz. And that'll be number one on the 6-3 senior, team foul number two against Gilbert. Right now, Carroll doing a good job on the boards, but don't want to give up that many second and third chance opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, you gave up 2-3 rebounds on that play alone. If one of those goes in, you're down by a possession, three-ish about now. But with that there, you're lucky that they did not make one of those shots.
Collison will bring it up, defend it out there by Taronis. Comes off the screen up top by Moore. They'll find Tassel left side, top of the key, over to the wing to Jorgensen. Tassel pops back up top as Jorgensen penetrated down. He feeds it into Thargiath, who bobbled it, now feeds Moore, cuts down the lane. His shot is blocked by King Yang. Stenflin out on the break. Tassel back defensively, gets around him and lays it up and in on the right side. It's 8-5 in favor of Gilbert.
And for Carroll, you got to settle in offensively. I mean, they're going to have guys down low. They're able to block shots the same way that Louis does on your defensive end. So you should know with practice time what this is going to feel like.
Matt Collison brings it up. Tassel now with it right corner, right over in front of Pete Nann, Collison, and Lisa Moore. And, of course, Gene Ludwig over there as well. Matt Collison with it left wing down to the baseline now to Jorgensen. Jorgensen looking to drive, tries to drive on the baseline, caught off by Stenlin, picks up his dribble, passes tip by Kinyang. Moore comes up with it, back over to Jorgensen, left corner, three up, in and out, no good. Thargiath battles for the rebound, it's loose on the floor. Guys diving all over the place. We're going to get a jump ball as Stenlin, Jorgensen, and Thargiath, Mason, all on the floor going after that. You love to see that kind of hustle.
I described that plenty of times as Raccoon River ball. I mean, it's scrappy, it's defensively sound, and it's tough. It's tough like that because you have people diving every time that they're going for the ball.
Talon, Crandall, Landon, Peterson will check in. Thargiath and Jorgensen will check up. Carroll going with a little shorter lineup on the court right now. Taronis brings it up left side. Working against Peterson is really good defensively, very active and very athletic. Taronis down the left side, spins in the lane, kick pass over to Stenslin. Right wing three up long, and the weak side rebound to Taronis. Bounce pass underneath to Kinyang. His shot is up and good. Moore flashed in there but couldn't come up with the stop. It's a 10-5 lead, and we've got a timeout called by the Carroll Tigers. We'll step away. We're back in 30 seconds right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Mason, it's a 10-5 lead right now for Gilbert. What have they done?
Gilbert made a couple of threes in there, but the biggest thing is that they've gotten second chance opportunities. I mean, you just saw it on that last play. They were up by three, and then they miss a kind of runner there, get a rebound and pass it down low for an easy bucket. And, you know, you pulled Louis out of the game there, so you pull some of your size out. I think it falls on Jared's shoulders then as the guy that's the biggest guy. Box out, set an example as a leader to be able to box out and go get the boards, because if you're not boxing out tonight, Gilbert's going to make it pay.
Yeah, and he's done a good job. Four rebounds so far for Moore, but a lot of pressure on him as the tallest guy on the floor right now. Gilbert coming out with some full-court pressure. Got Anna Lee Wittrock and Gabby Hundling sitting over here to our left from our way. You said some of the boys are across the way as well.
Yeah, over in the parent section on the Carroll side, they show up to a lot of games with them sharing with Carroll.
Peterson out now to Collison out high. Underneath the Moore near the right block. Goes over Kinyang. Shot blocked. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Crandall. Out to Tassel. Back up top to Collison. 15 on the shot clock. As Moore's shot didn't get the rim earlier, he'll catch it right side top of the key. Penetrates down against Kinyang. Double team comes. We're going to get a reach-in foul. And that one should go on Ohala. We'll see if they call it on Kinyang, who is also there. It is going to go on Ohala. And that is going to be number one on him, team foul number three on Gilbert here in this first quarter.
And it's important to get those fouls early, because if you look at what Carroll's doing right now, they're doing a lot of driving and kicking, a lot of going up over the defense. With this physical style of defense Gilbert's playing, if you can get him in foul trouble, they'll have to kind of play a little more hands off, and they'll have to play some less physical defense later into the game.
Charlie Rich going to check into the game for Zaz. They tried to get him into the game, but they're going to let Jared Moore shoot this first free throw first. Moore, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, and the first one is up in short. Now we'll now get that sub. Right now, Gilbert with three fouls, Carroll with one. Rich will check into the ballgame. His first appearance tonight, 5'10 junior, comes in averaging 5 points and one rebound per game. This Gilbert team can go deep. Moore second free throw up and good. Carroll right now is 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Taronis brings it up, gets around Peterson, little floater. That's a tough shot, Mason, but he gets it to fall.
Yeah, especially not using the backboard. I mean, that was all rim through the net the entire time.
12-6, largest lead of the game here for Gilbert. Peterson comes off the screen by Tassel, attacks, right-handed layup, no good. Ken Yang comes down with a rebound, but Tassel comes up with a steal on the outlet pass, penetrates in left baseline. He's going to be bumped and fouled, and I think that's going to go on Ken Yang, and that could be number two on him, and that is going to be the call. What does Gilbert do defensively now?
With Ken Yang, I mean, they do the right thing here. You sub him out of the game because he's been your perennial shot blocker all night. And, you know, you see it sometimes with different officiating crews. A lot of shot blockers get into foul trouble because you go up and you do that swatting motion and you get some arm sometime.
Zaz will check in for him. Shable checks in as well. Along with Thargiath for Carroll. Jared Moore with it. Down to Shable, right wing, three on the way. Good shooter, up, no good. Weak side rebound to Taronis. Collison, Thargiath, Peterson, Moore, Shable for Carroll. We'll get you the Gilbert lineup coming up here in just a moment. Taronis from the free throw line over Thargiath. Shot up no good. Zaz tips the rebound, comes down with it. He's going to look to put it back off the left block. It's up no good. Rebound batted around, not a mouth. Last touch by Carroll. You've got Stensland, Taronis, also Ohala. You've got to Rich and Zaz on the floor right now for Gilbert. 2:06 to go first quarter, 12-6 in favor of Gilbert. They bounce it in to Ohala, back out to Rich, right corner three up no good. Zaz with the weak side rebound, kick out pass to Taronis on the left wing. Taronis working again against Peterson, and Landon going to be called for the bump. Tried to body him and not let him around him, and that is going to be number one on Peterson. Team foul number two on Carroll here in the quarter.
I tell you what, Jeff, Carroll's not shooting the ball very well, and they're not boxing out very well defensively because they're letting up a lot of second-chance rebounds. And those are things that can kind of go hand-in-hand here. If you can jumpstart it on defense, you can get it on offense.
The inbound pass comes to Zaz on the right block, but there is Lual Thargiath, the single-season shot block record holder now for Carroll. He passed that the other night, passing the great Greg Schultz and Adam Haluska. He picks up his first block here tonight. Gilbert with the basketball. Taronis over now to Ohala. Ohala's going to drive in, lost it. Good defense that time by Matt Collison. Got it from his mom, that athletic ability. And the ball out of bounds will belong to Carroll.
I know Pete will appreciate that comment there.
Pete knows I always pick on him a little bit. Jared Moore with it. Pete's a great golfer. I will give him that. Collison penetrates down. He's a good guy because he takes a lot of flack from me sometimes. Moore in, out to Shable on the right wing. Shable back off now to Moore. Three on the way, up and good.
And that's what you need right there. Again, jump starting this offense. When you have a slow offense, you need an electric play to get you going. A three like that to cut it to one possession is huge.
12-9 our score. Minute 15 to go. Shable picks up the assist. Just the second assist of the night for Carroll. We're almost through this first quarter. Rich with it, left wing. They back away from him. His three is up no good. Nice rebound by Moore, but it's stolen away by Stensland. Left-handed layup blocked that time by Thargiath. His second of the night. Now off to Collison. He's going to push it down, and we're going to get a bump and a foul. That's going to go on Ohala. That'll be two quick ones on him.
Yeah, now you put Collison to the line, and to cut it down to maybe two or one if he can make both. But, I mean, those are huge because you get 58 seconds, so Carroll may or may not get another possession where you have to not play physical at all.
58.5 point. Seconds left here, but fifth foul against Gilbert, so Collison at the line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. Collison, a 67% free throw shooter on the season. Carroll now pulls within two at 12-10. Second free throw upcoming. Coming up at the halftime, Mason, we're going to try to catch everybody up. Carroll boys swim team on day one at the state tournament down in Iowa City. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped out, but corralled by Ohala. We'll try to update everybody on how the Carroll swimmers are doing. Zaz from the free throw line, late pass by Ohala, and Zaz knocks down the free throw jumper. That'll push it back to 14-10. Jared Moore with it, penetrates in right side, tough shot in traffic. There's the tip in, though, for Thargiath, his first bucket here tonight.
And with the way Louis floats like that, I almost thought he was going to go up and hammer it over three defenders.
Second bucket, I should say, for Thargiath here tonight. First rebound. Three-point shot is up and good from Stensland off the right wing. And Gilbert, Mason, they just seem to be executing pretty well on the offensive end.
And they're doing a lot of just answering. I mean, they watch Carroll make a bucket, and they go make their own. It's not a lot of runs, but it's a lot of just finding answers to what Carroll's doing.
It almost seems hard for Carroll to score and almost easy at times for Gilbert. That doesn't mean Carroll's not playing decent defense. Tassel trying to answer three from the corner. It's up, no good. Long rebound to Stensland. Half-court shot at the buzzer up off the backboard. No good. But Gilbert will take a 17-12 lead into the second quarter. That second quarter coming up in 1 minute right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otterbolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
From the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages, Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Blankman, along with Mason Nealon, with you here tonight. Jared Moore with the basketball, spins in, shot up, no good, but right there is Luol Thurgiaf to put it down, his second dunk of the night.
Louis comes out of nowhere. I mean, that, I didn't even see him coming there, and he goes up.
Big three on the other end, though, by Rich for the answer. You can't trade twos for threes, right?
Yeah, you gotta get some of threes of your own if you're going to give up a bunch.
Matt Collison with it out top, 20-14. Gilbert, we're early in the second quarter. Jorgensen going to be fouled over on the right wing. So the one credit right now for Carroll is that Gilbert seems to be racking up some foul trouble here early in the game.
Yeah, and that's huge because, I mean, you go late in the game and everyone's got 3-4 fouls in the game. Everyone plays very precautionary, and you're not doing a lot of blocking shots. You're not doing a lot of tipping for steals.
Rich picks up the foul. Inbounds pass comes now to Moore on the right side, top of the key. Backdoor cut by Jorgensen, catches it under the basket. Comes out on the left side, misses it. The rebound to Ahala, head to Stensland. Stensland on the right wing, picked up by Moore, up top to Taronis. Almost forgot his name for a moment. Now nearly stolen away by Jorgensen. Ahala will bring it in. Gets it up over Thargiath and able to knock down the tough jumper.
Yeah, and that one, it just threw it in right to him.
And we got a steal for Taronis, who lays it up and in.
Yeah, 10-point lead for Gilbert right now, so you kind of control the pace. Carroll's got to get things going offensively, whether that's threes, getting inside, getting fouled, something has to go.
How long before Randy calls a timeout? We're literally early here in the second quarter.
12, 13. I mean, next possession, if they score, you call it.
Castle with it, left side, top of the key, picks up the dribble, now off to Jorgensen. Jorgensen will work off of the screen, now up top again to Tassel. Tassel picked up by Rich, kicks it left side. Moore looking to fire up the three. It's up and good.
And I told you before this game, Jared Moore is going to be the X factor in this game because he's offensively been their best player this season. So if he's knocking down shots like that, they're in a good position.
24-17 now, Gilbert. Rich drives in, leaves it underneath. Ken Yang misses the shot. Rebound tipped right back, though, to Rich. His putback is up and good. And we're going to get a timeout called by Gilbert. And for the second time tonight, I'm surprised that Gilbert is the one that calls the timeout right after scoring.
You saw the one time they went up five in the first quarter, they called the timeout, and I kind of looked at you because you said Beeson called the timeout because I thought so too.
Yep.
And I looked down and I see that it was Gilbert, and I go, you know, why, you're up by five on the road, why do you call a timeout? They're up by nine now and they call a timeout. I don't know if that's just his coaching strategy. You know, we have the running. We're just going to stop them from getting anything. Maybe, you know, we're getting runs like this. Let's see if we can get a different defense going. I don't know what it is, Jeff, but, you know, that's the difference between me being up in the booth and him being down there calling the plays and being the guy on the coaching staff. But, you know, it's just an odd occurrence because you don't see it very often.
And I'm going to make the statement, but I want to clarify it first. I'm not saying Carroll's not playing hard when I say this. But right now, Gilbert seems to be the team playing with more urgency and a little harder. Does that make sense?
I think Gilbert, you know, Carroll, this is what I said when I came into this. You know, this is a bigger game for Gilbert than it is for Carroll, but it's also a bigger game for Carroll in the sense that you need to be the first seed. But for Gilbert, you know, you want to knock off the number five team in the state.
Collison with it out high on the right side. Tips it down to the left block. Kick out pass that time for Moore. They'll get Tassel open for three. Right wing, it's up, no good. Jorgensen with the rebound. His putback is no good. Jared Moore there to clear it up, and he'll lay it up and in on the tip in.
And that was a really hectic play from the Tigers. That's not sustainable stuff, but you're glad it goes in.
Yeah, that was a little bit sloppy at times. And now Stensland open right side, top of the key off of the pass from Rich. and he'll knock down another one. They've matched their largest lead here at 10 at 29-19.
Gilbert's having the shooting night of their life right now, and it's at the expense of Carroll.
Moore up top. Can they sustain it? Now the ball through the fingertips. He had Thargiath open for probably a dunk, but Luol that time didn't squeeze that one in.
Yeah, Louis, I mean, he's the king of drop-step dunks this season, and if he gets that one, there's probably one guy in his way, and there's not many guys that can test him at the rim.
5:20 to go, first quarter. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Peronis looking to drive, gets in the lane, a little floater up and good. And I'll tell you what, for a guy averaging 5 points per ballgame, he has looked really, really sharp here tonight with that dribble penetration. We get a timeout called by Carroll. We'll step away with him. 5:10 to go, first half, 31-19. Gilbert back right after this on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
There with the basketball right now, down 12, their largest deficit here in the ballgame. Matt Collison comes in from the right side, over to the left elbow, up top to Jorgensen. Coach Beeson hollering out what he wants him to do. Carroll right now kind of stagnant, not a lot of movement, Mason, on the offensive end.
Yeah, and that's, you got to get something going here.
Moore drives in, kick out pass, Tassel, three in and out, no good. Thargiath tips the rebound, it'll be pulled in by Jorgensen. Up top to Collison, right wing, Moore, three on the way, long one up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Ohala for Gilbert.
And if Gilbert gets another bucket here, Carroll's really going to start scrambling.
They find Zaz down on the right corner, Zaz with it. Back over now to Rich, left side, top of the key, defended out there by Tassel. Carroll stays man-to-man. Ohala will pop out after rolling through the middle of the lane. Toronto fires up a three, in and out, no good. Thargiath with the rebound, his third of the ballgame, ahead to Jorgensen. Jorgensen finds Thargiath, he'll penetrate down the right side, runs into Zaz, and able to kiss it off the glass. Third, fourth bucket here tonight for Luol Thargiath.
And Louis done a nice job of that all season, being able to attack the rim and get there.
Carroll down now 31-21, three up, no good by Rich. The offensive rebound to Holla, put back in the lane, up in good. And they are shooting it really well right now.
And you don't know how long this is going to sustain. So,
yep.
Gilbert's got to keep riding this high if they want to win this game.
And we've seen Carroll struggle sometimes in the first half, then come out in the third quarter and just play out, lights out. Tassel gets it off to Thargiath. He saw the rim and wanted the dunk, but he travels with it. I don't know if he didn't catch that one cleanly or just was too excited.
I think he bobbled it there. Back to your point about Carroll, coming out in the second half. We used to call this thing, it's this thing of a myth. It's called Randy Beeson and his halftime talks. I don't know what it is. I've never been a part of it. But for some reason, Carroll's always had really strong third quarters against teams. And we always just said, whatever Beeson's saying in the locker room is really resonating with the kids because they come out with a fire.
We should see if Randy would let us in there at halftime sometimes with our video guys. And we get one of those inspirational, video clips that we can put out. Ken Yang fires up the three. That one's well short. Moore with his seventh rebound of the game. Moore is going to penetrate now. Little flip layup up in good. Jared Moore is probably him and Thargiath, but probably the two guys carrying him offensively right now.
Yeah, and you're surprised because, Louis has been kind of that guy that's post guy been carrying you, but he's been a guy this season now that's driving.
Vanden Peterson jumps the passing lane, tips the ball. The Tigers will come up with a steal. Tassel with it, under three to go, first half, 33-23 Gilbert. Moore with it right corner, penetrating in, lost it on the way up, but we're going to get a reach-in foul in this. If that's on Ken Yang, that's going to be number three on him. But, Mason, I would almost say that Gilbert's been as good with him on the bench as they were with him on the floor.
Yeah, but I think, he's been their shot blocker. If you look at him and Louis stand next to each other, they are head and shoulders the same height. So, it's the same player almost because they both block shots the same way. But you need him on the floor late in the game to off shots and late in the quarter as well because Carroll's been afraid to drive to the bucket with him there.
Moore misses the first free throw. The Tigers of Carroll right now, 3 of 7 from the free throw line. And Mason, the one point I'm going to make with that is people always say free throws late in games are important. Free throws throughout the entire game are important, as that one is up and good. And the Carroll Tigers trail it now by 9, 33-24.
Free throws add up, Jeff. I tell you what, I mean, if you miss 9, 10, 11 in the first half, those all come back to bite you.
Stensland penetrates in. Little scoop shot underneath Tharjath. He's got 2 threes and 2 twos here. The lead is 11 at 35-24. 2:35 to go here in the first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Collison down to the right corner. Tassel penetrates in. Lost it on the way up. Tharjath with the offensive rebound and putback. He's got 4 boards, but more importantly, he's got 10 points here on the night.
He had a quick three from Gilbert. That was, you know, I don't know if that was a heat check or what you call it, but that was a quick one.
Jared Moore with the rebound, and now we're going to get a bump and a foul. Not a lot of fouls in this second quarter. Gilbert went over the 5 bonus in that first quarter. That's just their third here with 2:14 to go. Carroll yet to be called for a foul here in this half.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a Gilbert fan, you're looking at the board and saying 3-0. Where's the fouls coming? But I think Carroll defensively has played very clean. They just have not played very solid defensively when it comes to rebounding on that end. And, you know, you can afford a rebound or 2 fouls when you go and push. When you're at 0 fouls and maybe 1 or 2 in the entire game, you can afford to go push someone.
Matt Collison with it, penetrates in off the right side, and a tough layup. That's a guy they need to get going. Averages 11 a game. Carroll now has crept back within 7 as Collison pulls within 35-28. Toronto's working against Collison, gets in the lane, lost it. He's going to scoop it back up, finds Zaz, knocked away by Moore, who comes up with his steal ahead to Peterson. Peterson spins away from the defense, flips it up, Moore there, tip up no good, rebound tipped into the hands of Peterson, back out to Collison, 3 up, no good, and the rebound taken down by Stensland.
Yeah, and right there, I'm surprised they didn't call a foul because he slapped the arm and Landon kind of turned with it there to keep it protected, but he slaps his arm and that's what I think popped the shot up the way it did.
Yep. 35-28, Gilbert with the ball in the lead, 1:25 to go, Toronis with it up top. Toronis will penetrate in, got around Schabel. Now we're going to get our first foul on Carroll here in the half, and that is going to go on Chase Schabel, his first.
I'm going to say, Jeff, and I've noticed this almost every time that they drive. They'll drive right side or they'll drive left side. They'll keep number 55 or they'll keep somebody else on that other side. And every time they're doing that little wraparound pass. They're not looking to shoot most of the times when you go in and get doubled. They're looking to pass.
Zaz kicks it out to Ohala, right side, top of the key, 3 up, no good. Collison with a long rebound, his first. He'll bring it up right side of the floor. Now penetrates down the middle, attacks the rim. Layup up, no good. Bit of whistle and a foul. Going to go on Gilbert.
I tell you what, Jeff, if that goes in, I say it plenty
this
of times.
This place erupts.
That play is the kickstart play, but, you know, that's the play that gets fans into it. And you need fan interaction tonight. I said it with the towels that the student section's got. You need fan interaction in big games like this to get the guys going and keep them going in the middle of the game.
Toronis picks up his first foul. Collison knocks down the first free throw. He is 2 of 3 at the line. Got 4 points here tonight. 35-29. Could pull him within 5 if he can knock down this second free throw. Phil Badley, Jerry Fleschner back behind us. Second free throw is up and good. That'll make it 35-30.
Important to play good defense closing out this quarter. If you can cut this thing to one possession here soon, it'd be huge.
They come up with a near steal. Is Peterson going to get it? A flip it ahead to Schabel. Layup on the other end. No good. Moore, though, loses the rebound out of bounds. So a missed opportunity that time for the Carroll Tigers.
I tell you what, Landon Peterson just had one of the best passes I've seen this season. Caught it, and with one hand, turns and goes straight over his shoulder. Straight to Chase Schabel into his hands. And I almost thought with Jared Moore streaking down the floor, if that was Louie, I know what they were going to do. But with Jared streaking down the floor, I would have just touched it behind my back, let Jared go up with that.
So they weren't the Hayden yelling backboard, backboard, as Stensland drives in and lays it up and in.
They don't got that brother connection down in Exire where you can just yell backboard and throw it up and yam it on someone.
37-30. Collison with it. I learned new terminology from this young guy all the time, folks. Yamming it. That's a new one to me. Moore on the left side, over now to Tassel, right side, pump fake, got the baseline, drives in, lost it on the way up, Ohala comes up with a rebound, he'll push ahead, they'll slow it down now, Toronis with it out high on the right side near the scores table, over to the left side on the Carroll emblem, Stensland with it, Moore playing well off of him, shot clock is off, so Gilbert holding for the final shot here of the quarter.
Carroll's got to close out this quarter with a stop.
Zaz comes out to set a screen. Stensland just fires up the three. It's up no good. Rebound tipped around. Moore had it, but he's going to knock it out of bounds as he was tripped and bodies flying all over the place. So nobody like tripped him, but he was knocked to the ground. Ends up swatting the ball out of bounds. Gilbert won 3.8 seconds to work with Mason as they inbound it right in front of the Carroll bench.
And I'm shocked you don't pick that up and try to shoot it. Jared Moore was the closest defender on the ground. He had an open shot, but now everyone's set, and you're going to have to try and run an offensive set.
They lob it into Zaz. Zaz gets it on the block. Little left-handed shot up, no good, but he gets his own tip in, and that is going to fall for him. So Matt Zaz will extend the Gilbert lead to 39-30 here at the halftime. Mason and I will step away. We'll take a break. Carroll controlled the first part of that second quarter, but Gilbert closed it out pretty strongly. They end up outscoring Carroll 22-18 in that second quarter of play as they lead it here by 9. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up for you next here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online at MackeyMotors.com. We had three lead changes, one tie. All of that coming before Gilbert went up 6-5. Since then, Mason, Carroll has played with energy. I don't want to make it sound like that, but Gilbert's played like a team that's got more to play for here tonight and more desperate, like they really need this win. You said earlier you think this game's bigger for Gilbert. I think it's bigger for Carroll because, as you said earlier, this is the game that locks them up a number one seed.
What I had said, though, I mean, I said it's big for Carroll and Gilbert, but, I mean, you look at it for Gilbert, this is their last chance to prove who they are this season because, I mean, you look at Gilbert, 11-8, nothing impressive. You lost to Bondurant, lost to ADM, lost to Ballard. You sit there and you go, well, what's to this team? this is what's to this team. I mean, right. If they can go out and beat Carroll tonight, everyone looks at them and now says, ooh, maybe we need to look out for this Gilbert team who's going to come to town. If Carroll wins this tonight, it's just, you know, I wouldn't say it this way, but it's another win for Carroll because they've done this year.
Right.
But for Gilbert, it means more in the sense that you go out there and you say, Gilbert can play with the best of them now.
Yeah, and I think they maybe proved that with their game against Carroll High at home. Coach Beeson told me before the game, this was a really tight kind of a back-and-forth game over there. If you're Carroll right now, you're wanting this to become a back-and-forth game because Gilbert's been up by as many as 12 in this game. Right now they lead it by 9.5. They've shot it well. Can they keep it up? But they've also done a nice job. If it's not Jared Moore on the backboards, Lowell's got 4 rebounds, so he's done okay there. But Gilbert has dominated the glass here in the first half. If it's not Jared Moore rebounding for Carroll High.
And I'm a little shocked in the sense that, you know, I think Randy's a phenomenal coach, but Louis spent plenty of this first half on the bench. And, I mean, if you look at the plays that he's had this game, you had that post or that putback dunk. You've had a couple of dunks in there. You know, he alters shots the way that Gilbert doesn't want him to. I'm surprised that he's not on the floor more than he has been because he's been their best, if not second-best rebounder of tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that, and Louis is a great shot blocker, as I mentioned earlier. The two guys that he passed, Greg Schultz, I covered him in high school. Adam graduated before I got here, but two elite athletes and basketball players. And for him to break that record tells you how good he is. But they have attacked him at times tonight and went at it.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to the statement I said that what Gilbert wants to do. They want to get Louis in the air and then turn and wrap around pass to the next guy that's sitting there because Louis is the help defense. He's never the guy that's guarding the guy driving. He's always the help defense. When Louis goes and he gets a little shot block hungry because, you know, he can do it, when he goes and he jumps like that, they wrap around pass to the next guy. And you know what you need to do there, Jeff? If you're the guy on the backside that has the guy that's going to shoot the three in the corner, you have to come down
and
you have to rotate because they're never going to throw it straight behind them. So you rotate all the way around and you find a body there to be able to cut off passing lanes and make sure that, you know, they have to swing the ball all the way around to get a good shot.
And those are usually strengths of Carroll Tiger defenses under Randy Beeson, and that is moving and rotating where you need to be and transitioning on the defensive end. Carroll came into tonight with a 3-rebound-per-game average against Gilbert, tonight being out-rebounded in the first half. We'll have first half numbers coming up for you right after this timeout here on the 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Jeff Langman and Mason Nealon with you here tonight, 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM, Carroll down 39:30. If you're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Report, we're coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Let's take a look at our first half numbers for Gilbert. William Taronis with 6, Preston Stensland with 12, Matthew Ohala with 7, Luol Kenyang with 2, Matt Zaz with 7, and Charlie Rich with 5. Gilbert, again, you may have heard me when we went to the break to start that, did not get a free throw attempt in the entire first half for Carroll. Jake Jorgensen with it, 2 rebounds. Matt Collison with 5 points to go with a rebound. Jared Moore, 14 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. Lawar Thargiath, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Trey Tassel, 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Chase Schabel with an assist. Landon Peterson with a rebound and 2 steals. And Talon Crandall with a rebound. Carroll goes 6 of 10 from the free throw line. what has Carroll got to do besides hoping Gilbert doesn't shoot it as well in the second half?
I mean, you can contain the shooting. What I said, you know, you rotate. If they drive, the guy that's driving needs to be cut off by the guy that's guarding him, and if not, you need to rotate. The guy that's guarding him then needs to flip and guard the guy that's out on the perimeter if you're going to give him up, and then you need to have everyone fill a spot there. But for Carroll, it's just about knocking down shots. I mean, they haven't shot the ball very well,
right.
But I think the perfect lineup is the lineup that you started with now, because if you look at what they had, Jared is probably their best player on the floor right now. Trey can shoot the ball. Jake can handle the ball. Max been their best perimeter defender against Terone, and Louis is the best block shot. I would not be surprised if that lineup gets leaned on heavily in the second half to be able to guard what Gilbert is throwing at him.
So the Carroll Tigers are going to have to get off to a pretty quick start. Third quarters have been good to them all season long. Do you want to give a quick shout-out? Carroll boys wrestling team headed to their state qualifying meetup at Sergeant Bluff tomorrow. And now I saw Quentin and Kieran Folking and Gavin Holt. I'm sure there were other guys that were here, but those were the three that I saw sitting over in the front row here a little bit ago.
Yeah, I got another shout-out that's sitting in the student section, Mr. Trayvon Keeley of Paterdam,
yes.
Sitting over there. And,
yep.
You know, one of the better athletes may get invited to our Rewind event,
yep.
That's going to be held right on this floor. And I told you, as of tomorrow, it'll be a month from tomorrow that
yes.
We'll have our Rewind event on that Sunday, March 14th. I'm excited to see.
And Kyra Hosenfeld sitting in the crowd over there as well. You said Trayvon, she's sitting right in front of him. Gilbert going to have the ball. I forgot. Tell me during the next break when we get a dead ball, I won't take a commercial. I forgot to run through the boys swimming. We need to do that before we forget. Gilbert will have the basketball as we start the third quarter. They're going right to left in this second half of play. Taronis with it over to Ahala. He'll penetrate in. Dump pass up top. Stensland back over to the left side to Taronis. He's going to fire up the three. It's up and good.
And they went to a 2-3 zone, and you know what kills 2-3 zones? Passing and shooting.
Yep.
They passed the ball, they drove the ball, they shot the ball, and that's what you do against a 2-3 zone.
And they matched their largest lead here of the game at 42-30. Collison with it over to the right wing to Jorgensen. Gilbert will stay man-to-man off to Tassel. Ball knocked away from him. Stendlin's going to pick it up. He'll penetrate down the left side, drives in, collides that time with Collison. We're going to get an offensive foul called on Preston Stendlin. That's going to be his first. And the first against Gilbert here in the second half. That's a big call because Gilbert had a chance to extend on that lead.
I want to shout out that official. That was a great charge call, I tell you that. He really got into that one. But, I mean, that's another big play defensively. You got that stop that you need, and now a chance to go put yourself back down 10 or 9.
Collison with it, trying to drive in, cut off by Taronis. Now spins in the lane, tough runner in the lane, up no good. Taronis with the rebound. He'll bring it up. Moore tries to stop him near half court. Now Moore will back away. Taronis up across half court. Nobody comes out to guard him. He'll fire up a three. It's no good. Moore with his 10th rebound unofficially ahead. Now pass is tipped. And Stensland tries to save it, but unable to do so. It'll go out of bounds. And it is going to stay with Carroll, with 6:50 to go here in the third quarter.
And you know what I told you when we went to that break? Carroll needs to come out strong, because if you fall behind 13, 14, 15 early, this game could be very hard to get back into.
Matt Collison the inbound. Tigers spread four across the baseline. Collison will bounce it in on the left wing. Tassel looking to drive in. Cut off. Now takes it out into the corner to Moore on the left wing. Moore back down to Tassel. Penetrates in. Gets to the rim against Kinyang and will lay it up and in. Good take that time by Trey Tassel.
I love the way Trey can double clutch and move the ball in the air, because Kenyang there, if he goes up straight, Kenyang's got to handle that, but he double clutches and gets the ball around.
And Kenyang did a nice job of not picking up his fourth. Ohala with it, off now to Taronis. Taronis with it, penetrates down the right side against Jorgensen, gets down to the baseline, brings it out on the left side, finds it Zaz at the free throw line, jumper is up in good.
Carroll just has no answer for their offense right now. Their defense really needs to come on strong.
44-32 now in favor of Gilbert. Moore over to the left side. Jorgensen with it on the wing. Comes off a screen up top by Moore. Penetrates in the lane. Tough runner shot blocked by Ohala, who comes up with a rebound. Ohala now brings it up for Gilbert. Penetrates down again. Carroll doesn't stop the dribble. We're going to get another offensive foul. Trey Tassel draws the charge, and Ohala just picked up his third.
I don't know how long it's been since Carroll's not been able to do that as a defensive program, but you see it so many times. Carroll knows where to be set and when to be set almost every play.
And that's where I've said for years, it's the game today, and it's fine, but everybody thinks you have to get to the rim. Pulling up for an open three-footer before you get to the defense sometimes is better than having to get all the way to the rim where you get called for the offensive foul.
That or have a shot blocker standing right in front of your way.
Yep. Collison will bring it up, takes it over left wing, pick and roll, firing up the pick and pop is Jared Moore. Zaz will come up with a rebound off the miss. Taronis again going to bring it up, left side now, Rich with it, hands it back off to Taronis on the left wing. Taronis over to the right side, way out high, 29 feet away with Stensland. Stensland working against Moore, gets into lane, kick pass to the left wing to Taronis. Taronis backs it out, now drives in, finds Zaz down on the baseline, jumper up short, and Moore will clear his 11th rebound of the game. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt, and that is going to go on Taronis. That'll be number two on him, and Gilbert all of a sudden with three fouls here in this third quarter. Carroll can make up maybe some difference with the clock stopped at the free throw line if this continues.
Yeah, and you got to maybe try and draw some. I know they've been trying to penetrate and get some fouls, but if you can draw some more, you can maybe go to the line and cut this game with no clock running off, like you said.
Jared Moore will bring it up. Crosses over to the right. Ball stripped away by Stensland. Zaz comes up with it. Now off to Taronis. Taronis will push. Carroll does a nice job getting back defensively. Bounce pass right side to Rich. Rich will find Ohala. Ohala working now against Moore. Moore tries to reach in, and he's going to pick up the foul. And that is going to be number one on Jared. And I know Jared frustrated. Probably felt like he got that one cleanly or there wasn't any contact. But that's just the fourth foul on Carroll the entire night.
And I tell you what, I'm not saying for either team, but I'm shocked at what has been called versus what hasn't been called.
Yep.
Because it's been a very physical game both ways. And that's nothing against the officials, but
right.
you're looking at it, and it's like, you know, both teams have done it plenty of times and found how hard it's going to be.
And now we get another foul on Carroll as Matt Collison picks up his second. He was holding that time Ohala, who was trying to post him up down on that right block and had the inside position.
Not a bad foul there.
Nope.
I mean, he had the open position to score.
Lob pass comes into Ohala. Nice catch over there. Hold that one in near the E on the Tigers over on the right side. Off to Rich. Back over now to Taronis. Back up top to Rich. Rich defended by Peterson. Going to fire up the three. It's up in good.
And, you know, it wouldn't be the dagger yet, but 15 right now. Carroll is in a hole that is going to be very hard to climb out of.
Randy Beeson holding on the timeout right now. Tharjath on the right wing. Gets it off to Peterson. Peterson drives down, hands it off to Moore. Up top, Tassel. Tassel looking to drive, cut off by Stenlands. Drives into Zaz, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to go on Zaz. That's going to be his second. And Trey Tassel will head to the free throw line. This is the guy you want shooting free throws, as he's a very good free throw shooter coming into the night at 84%. Just a one of two, though, on the night. Gilbert calling another timeout. This is their third that they've called, you know, tonight, where it looked like they were maybe in control of the game. But we'll step away. We're back in 30 seconds. Actually, thank you, Mason. I was just getting ready to fire the break, and I looked down and I saw the swim results, which I do need to go through here real quick. Of course, it's going to be a very good day for the Carroll boys. So Tegan Renzi here just a little bit ago took third in the prelims, qualifying for the finals in the 100 freestyle. He is also the number one seed going into the 200 freestyle finals tomorrow, as he won the prelims in a time of 1:37.59, taking over 2 seconds off of the time that qualified him for the state meet. In the 200 IM, it was a league and Cease finishing sixth today. That qualifies him for the finals coming up tomorrow. Landon Cadwell did not qualify, finishing up in 23rd place. And the 100 breaststroke, we've got league and Cease in that. They haven't gotten to that event yet. They're still swimming some of the events before that. So we'll try to catch everybody up on what league and Cease does in that one. The two relays, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay, both of those coming up tomorrow as finals races. And Mason, you're going to type up the recap story tonight for the Carroll boys swim team, and I'll take care of the basketball.
Yeah, we'll get to that right when we get done with this game, where we'll kind of type everything that happened, write a story about it, and recap what they've done for some of them this season and for some of them what they might do tomorrow.
Yep, Trey Tassel knocks down that first free throw, 47-33. And, of course, we'll have basketball playoffs and district wrestling coverage tomorrow. Tassel hits both. We'll be doing updates for all six of our area boys wrestling teams. Carroll coming out with some full court pressure. You can hear those updates. Landon Peterson with the steal. The layup is up. No good. The rebound, though, to Tassel, but we're going to get a whistle on a foul.
And I was waiting for this because Carroll uses this as kind of their secret weapon. That press that they come out in, if you head Jared Moore at that top and you put Louie in the way back, you take away you take away a lot of the stuff on the top and you take away a lot in the back.
Yep.
The middle is where it goes, but then when you have guys like Landon Peterson, Trey Tassel, Jake Jorgensen, and Matt Collison, who are such fast athletic guards, you take away a lot of that floor, and you saw it right there. They threw it straight to him. Landon jumps up like a cornerback and just picks that thing off, goes up, and gets fouled.
And he knocks down the first free throw, 63% on the season. Peterson will knock down both. Carroll on a 4-0 run has pulled here within 11. They'll come out again with pressure. Ken Yang will get it up across half court over to Taronis. Taronis penetrates in, now backs out, bounce pass into Zaz. Zaz goes up in traffic. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on the Carroll Tigers. And Zaz will head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. And that's going to go on Jared Moore. That's going to be number two on him.
And I'm very surprised how late that whistle was. I'm not surprised that it happened, but yep, it was a second or two after Louis had almost gathered the ball, and that's where you see the frustration.
Yeah, I think it was a foul, but yeah, just a little bit late on the whistle. And now Gilbert will inbound it. They got Stenzlin up at the top of the key trying to get it into Ken Yang. He'll catch it, goes in on tackle, but there is the block from Tharjath, his third of the night. Matt Collison with the rebound, drives down, layup is up, no good, but there's Jared Moore for another rebound, put back up, good, count the basket, he'll draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line.
And you described it perfectly in that second quarter, and ones make the crowd hype. You saw Tyler Tassel jump up to his feet, he's on the sideline, you saw Pete over there clapping, you saw plenty of guys in the student section getting up and clapping. I tell you what, you can cut this game down a little bit more, make it an 8-point game. This crowd with the press that they've got on could be a problem for Gilbert.
Moore's free throw is up, nothing but the bottom of the net. 47-39 after that 3-point play, and now we've got a steal by Carroll. Tassel's shot up, no good. The rebound to Ken Yang, and he is going to be fouled on the play.
And I tell you what, I'm not disagreeing with the call, but, you know, he catches the ball like this, Jeff, and immediately starts falling.
Falling.
You almost got to call it in the air. When you call it on the ground, it makes it look more like a travel. So I'm just justifying the fact that the Carroll fans may have groaned or hit one of those oohs, you know, that you hear.
Number two on Landon Peterson. Fourth against Carroll here in the quarter. Taronis will drive in, kicks it over to Stenzlin, up top to Rich. Rich with the pump fake, kicks it back out to Taronis. Carroll much more aggressive defensively, but there's another foul on Landon Peterson, his third, and that's going to put Taronis at the free throw line, a 77% free throw shooter, and Gilbert will shoot their first free throw at the 3:32 mark of the third quarter.
And, you know, if you're going to call the game physical, call it physical. If you're not, you're not, but there's been plays where, you know, Gilbert's done the same thing to Carroll where they're bumping and they're hitting and like that and you're not seeing it. But for Landon there, I mean, he's done what everyone has done tonight, and they called the foul on that one again. Not saying that the officials are not doing a great job. All officials do a really good job, but, you know, that's where Carroll is going to be frustrated, you know, if they're not calling the same both ways.
Well, and that one happened well out on the perimeter. I think that's the reason why it was called. A lot of times they'll let physicality go inside. I wish it wasn't that way, but they let you bang and fight inside, and then out on the perimeter it's not that way. Tassel from Moore fires up a three right corner, and that one's going to fall. That's just the third three, and the first three not from Jared Moore, who picked up the assist.
And you saw Tassel start to clap there right when he got on defense, and that's what you want to see, is that the guys are excited.
And now Landon Peterson with the steal, the layup up and good on the other end, and Carroll is pulled within at 49-44.
And now you call those timeouts before.
And Landon Peterson almost with another steal. He jumps over the bench. I think he's going to be all right. Great effort again by Landon Peterson.
I just want to give credit to Landon Peterson right there.
Yep.
That is a kid with heart.
Yep.
He jumps over the bench head first to try and dive for the ball. And not a lot of kids are going to make that sacrifice. I saw Addie Antover do it in volleyball,
yep,
and almost get a concussion about 30,000 times. But right there, Landon Peterson, the hustle. Got the steal, got the bucket, goes to get the steal again, and dives over the bench. I just want to give him credit for that.
And I tweeted at the halftime that Gilbert was the team playing with more energy. That has not been the case here in the third. It's Ben Carroll here in the third quarter playing with more energy.
And I want to make a point here. Gilbert called those timeouts when they were up. They're down,
yep,
to one timeout in the,
yep,
second half. With Carroll playing like this, that may come to bite him, because, you know, you look at it and you say Carroll's got four in their back pocket. If it comes down to a,
yep,
foul game in the last second, Carroll has the chance to use them. Gilbert now has to use this final timeout very wisely.
Yep, and Coach Beeson smartly waited for Gilbert to keep calling those timeouts and saved his own.
Yeah, and I got to say, Randy does a nice job of that, being patient. I mean, we,
yep,
talked about it with a lot of other coaches, trusting your players. He trusts his guys there to be able to go out and get the job done.
Ohala to Taronis now. Back to Ohala. They'll break the Carroll pressure this time. Ohala over to the right wing to Rich. Rich looking to drive against Tassel. Going to be bumped and fouled. And again, I think as both teams have gotten more aggressive on the defensive end, you're starting to see more fouls being called. I think the other thing, Mason, is officials, and this is a good crew, officials are human. They're going to go in the first half and go, oh, we called 14 on Gilbert and 3 on Carroll in the first half. Things are going to even out in the second half.
Yeah, and I just kind of had a joke with you here. My watch told me that we're in a very loud environment, told me that we're in an environment that's abnormally loud. So credit to the Carroll fans tonight, but you got to keep that up throughout the second half.
Rich makes the first, misses the second. Rebound number 13 here tonight for Jared Moore, 50-44. Landon Peterson, three up, no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Gilbert. They'll work it over to Taronis. Taronis is going to push it ahead. Now penetrates in, bounce pass underneath the Rich, feeds it over to Zaz, but Jared Moore tips that one out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Gilbert.
And you're going to see this here with Carroll. I mean, that first half, you could play a little relaxed and play that, like, soft defense on the inside here, but now with a press on, their legs are going to get tired. So you're going to see Randy go to the bench. You're going to see the Chase Shables, the Landon Petersons, Jake on the bench right now, Talon Crandall who's coming in. You're going to see those guys rotate in more.
Yep, Crandall playing now for Trey Castle. That was a late buzz of the horn. They end up letting him come in. I didn't know if they would or not. Taronis catches it right wing. Going to fire up a three. It's up and good. He has had a very good ball game here tonight for Gilbert.
Carroll's been close in this game in the third quarter, but they've just got to find that one that pushed him over the edge.
Collison up top to Moore. Moore penetrates down, attacks on Zaz, leaves it short, and a whistle and a foul going to go against Zaz. And you're seeing the officials now all of a sudden trying to keep this game with the energy up from getting out of control. And they're starting to call this game a lot tighter as Zaz just picked up his fourth.
And I told you in the break as well, if you can get Zaz in trouble, if you can get some of their bigger guys in trouble, Carroll's offensive game plan is going to become a lot more attack heavy. I mean, you're going to be able to go to the rim. You're going to be able to get buckets at the rim because they're not going to be able to go up with their hands and try and block you.
Jared Moore knocks down the free throw. The other things Carroll's done, 6 of 10 in the first half, not bad. They're shooting the free throw a lot better here in the second half.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you just feel that want. You feel that fire in them. We want to make free throws. We want to go out and get fouled and go to the line.
And I say that, Jared Moore misses the second one. My apologies to the Tiger of Carroll fan out there. That's the radio jinx that sometimes happens. Stensland with it over to the right side. Gets around Moore, now backs it out as Jorgensen came out to double team, going to drive in, and Jared Moore reaches in, picks up the foul. And that is going to be at number 3 on Jared Moore. Both teams in the double bonus, so we're getting free throws the rest of this quarter. Minute 58 to go.
Carroll, I mean, you're looking at them being very aggressive, trying to get those steals and everything like that, but they have got to just make a stop and then go score, because every time that they've gotten a bucket, every time that they've brought this thing down to 7 or to 5 or anything like that, Gilbert's come down and pushed him right back and said, you know what, we're going to take our lead right back.
Stensland makes the first, miss the second, rebound tipped out though, and Stensland will come up with it over to Ronis, left side to Rich. He'll drive in, attacks right there with Thargia, so he thinks better of it, kicks it back out to Taronis. Taronis drives in, and we're going to get a reach-in foul. And I know the players are getting a little frustrated, but now you got to adjust. Matt Collison that time reaching in from behind. They're starting to call those things, and you've got to adjust your defense and play more with your feet than your hands.
Yeah, and you can tell because this newer generation loves that wraparound steal.
Yep.
If they're going to call that, you almost eliminate that fully here.
Free throw is up and good for Taronis. Now what you got to do is move your feet and be out in front of them and tip up with the left hand if they're dribbling with their right.
I mean, you talk about it plenty of times. The dribble hand that's down, you put your hand down. The other one, you put your hand up to contest any shots or passes like that. But 11 points in a fourth quarter, if they go to the fourth quarter this score, Carroll's about one of those three or four teams I'd sit there and say, I'm very confident that Carroll could maybe dig out of it.
Taronis knocks down both free throws, 56-45 now. Gilbert with the lead. Collison over to Moore. Moore finds Tassel left wing. Tassel with it, penetrates off his screen by Moore, attacks the right side of the rim, shot up no good, and a whistle and a foul as Trey Tassel will head to the free throw line.
This game may never end, Jeff. I mean, we're 12 seconds here, 10 seconds there, and it's a foul, and somebody's going to the line. That, or you may do the old Kemper against Storm Lake and have your entire starting lineup, besides one guy, have four fouls going into the final 2 minutes of the game.
Bennett Holes picking up his second. The free throw on the way is up and good for Tassel. He is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Carroll back within 10 here at 66-46. Again, I'll head back and type up a recap of tonight's game. We already have bowling from Kemper Boys at the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament. Mason posted that earlier today, of course, on our Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Tassel hitting both. Pass comes to Rich. They've got Stensland wide open on the other end. Misses the layup and then is able to grab his own rebound. Feeds it to Taronis outside of it. And the three is up and good that time for Ohala. And to tell you what, you didn't want to give up the layup, Mason, but you certainly didn't want to give up the three instead. Moore now drives in, flip shot up, no good, gets his own rebound, and Stensland's going to pick up the foul on the block attempt.
And I completely agree with that one because Jared goes up, and as he's going up, he gets hit in the wrist, elbow, forearm all the way up that time. And Stensland kind of turned around and goes, where are you calling the foul on that one? I mean, that was... you see it every time when you go to swat at the ball. If you get the arm, you get the wrist or something like that, it's being called 99% of the time.
Moore at the line, 4 of 7 tonight to make it 5 of 8 as that one squeezes over the front of the rim. That'll pull Carroll back within 11 here at 59-48. So again, as Mason's been saying, Carroll's cut it down to 6 a couple of times, but Gilbert's answered with little mini runs of their own to get it back up near double digits, this time into double digits. It's down to 10 as Moore hits both free throws, 59-49. We go under a minute to go here in the third. Ohala looking to drive against Collison, penetrates in, gets around him, Barjaff with the block, and that one's going to bound out of bounds. My unofficial numbers, Lawal with 4 blocks tonight.
No offense to Ohala, but when you see Louis come streaking at you on that side, why do you go up with that? Because, I mean, he's had 3 blocks in this game. He's the all-time leader in a single season for blocks for Carroll High. Why do you go up with that one?
You got to be confident you can score over the top of him. You never want to be intimidated.
If I'm going against Louis, I'm intimidated, I tell you what.
Ohala fadeaway 3, no good. Collison comes down with a rebound. He'll push. Carroll's got 43 seconds to work with. Moore spins down the left side. Flip shot up good. Count the basket. He's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line.
And I tell you what, Jeff, I mean this in a different sense than what it's called. Jared Moore is one of the most electric players that we cover in this area in the sense that he just makes the right play at the right time to get people in that mindset. Because, you know, you can have the electric plays like Louis has or the Cal Haydens that go up and dunk and, you know, get the crowds into it. But the and ones, the defensive stops, the charges, the leadership that he shows out on the floor is what really makes him an electric player.
Absolutely. Three-point play as King Yang picked up his 4th. Zoss will check in for him. And just like that, Carroll's got it back down to 7 at 59-52. And the Tigers of Carroll making a living right now on the free throw line as Matt Collison and Jared Moore going to check out, get a little longer break. This is what Phil Jackson used to do with Michael Jordan years ago.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're calling Jared or Mac Michael Jordan, but
both.
I think Pete will
both
appreciate that comment.
Taronis with it. Underneath the Zaz. Zaz, bounce pass over to Taronis in the right baseline. He'll drive in. Ball stolen away by Barjaff, but it's loose. Taronis kicks it back out now to Rich. About 4 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Stensland with it out near the half-court circle. Defended out there by Talon Crandall. Down to 7 on the shot clock. Stensland looking to drive, gets it over to Ohala. Ohala will penetrate in, 2 on the shot clock. They're not going to get a shot off. The ball going to bound out of bounds, and Carroll will get it with 5.2 left. And they've got a chance to cut this to a 5 or a 4-point game.
It would be huge for Carroll here as you see Mac and Jared check in. If you can go out there and make a shot, maybe get an and one, make a 3-pointer or something, cut this down to a 2-possession game, you would hear this crowd get into it. You'd hear the fans get into it. You'd hear the team get into it. And you've seen it on that last possession with the steal.
Trent
going out of bounds.
Trent Wesselman and Easton Van Cleve. First time they've been on the floor tonight for Gilbert. We'll check in. Jared Moore going to bring it up. He's going to stop and pot from up top. 3 on the way. Up off the back of the rim. No good. And the third quarter will come to an end. Carroll looked like they were in trouble a couple of times here in the third, but they rallied to trail it 59-52. They cut 2 points off of the Gilbert halftime lead as they outscored Gilbert 22-20 in that third quarter of play. Fourth quarter, it is 1 minute away right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM. KCIM, Mason and I are back right after this.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
The fourth quarter of play, Mason, that makes that shot that didn't go even more important. Allison knocks down a three from the left wing to start the fourth quarter, and Carroll's within four at 59-55.
And I tell you what, Jeff, it's go time for Carroll now. If there was any time to press the red button and go fully into it, this is the time to go.
Zaz out to Stensland. Stensland working against Moore, looking to answer his three up, no good. And the ball going to bound out of bounds off of Zaz. It will be Carroll basketball. And you can sense now Gilbert starting to feel the pressure of losing a big 12-point lead.
Pressure makes diamonds or it makes you fold, Jeff. And Carroll felt the pressure, and they made a diamond out of it to cut it down to four. And Gilbert's felt the pressure, and they haven't fully folded yet. But Carroll's starting to bend the paper and make it look like a paper airplane, I tell you that.
Wow, what a the diamond thing. I'm impressed. Did you become a diamond?
Oh, I've been a diamond in the rough ever since you found me.
Collison out to Moore. Three up, good! Jared Moore with his third three of the ballgame. It's 59-58. Carroll within one here early in the fourth.
And this is where Carroll finds their success. Get a stop and go take the lead.
Rich driving in, lost it. Coming out of there with it is Collison. He's going to drive down, attacks, lays it up and in, and Carroll's got the lead back at 60-59.
And you look up at that board, and there's one timeout. If I was another coach and have four, you can call a timeout. You can't call the timeout now if you're Gilbert.
Taronis looking to get into the lane, does. Bounce pass under to Zaz on the baseline. Got Thargiath on the up into the air on the shot fake. Drives around him. Thargiath gets back defensively, but picks up the foul, just number one on the wall. And the foul on the floor, so no free throws coming up. Gilbert will inbound on the baseline. 6:41 to go here in this fourth quarter of play.
The good thing is that was Louie and not Jared. Jared's at three. Louie only at one. You can sacrifice one, but with Jared getting him in four, he's been your best player offensively so far.
Rich out high left side, top of the key, gets it off now to Taronis. Taronis off the spin. Nice move to get behind his back into the lane. Little floater blocked again by Thargiath. Into the hands of Collison. Collison off to Thargiath for the dunk! And Carroll leads it by three at 60-59.
And I don't think there's many fans that are off the seats right now. Everyone is up in the air, and that was one of those plays that you just love to see out of Carroll.
O'Hala with it on the right side, top of the key right now for Gilbert. And he's going to fire up a three. He's fouled on the landing by Jared Moore, who just picked up his fourth. But more importantly, almost more importantly, O'Hala goes to the line for three free throws.
And you saw Randy and Brian take us down there kind of stand up, and you go, Jared contests good, puts his hand up like this, and when that happens, you know, he falls back and just goes to his butt, and you see it plenty of times with the flop. But I've seen a couple of flop warnings, but this time they're not going to call it. They're going to call the shot.
O'Hala, an 85% free throw shooter, misses the first as Carroll leads it here 62-59. I think people are liking your diamond comment.
Oh, I know.
Second one on the way. In and out, no good. An 85% free throw shooter, 0 of 2 on this trip.
Pressure makes diamonds or pressure makes you fold. He missed two free throws on that one right there. I told you, it's very common to see guys that shoot the free throw well late in games fold under the pressure.
You know, I'm going to hold you now to being a diamond in the rough. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, second, third free throw is up and good. That's going to cut the Carroll lead to two here at 62-60. Collison will bring it up, flips it off to Moore near the half-court line, works it over to the right side. Back to a cut by Tassel. They'll find him. He'll back it back out. Moore cuts through. Collison comes over, gets it. Reach in that time by Taronis. No call. Collison gathers it back in. Looking to drive, gets in the lane. Tough shot in traffic. It's up in good.
And Matt Collison, off balance, one leg, goes up and gets that one.
64-60. O'Hala trying to answer on the other end. Shot up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Moore. And he is going to be fouled on the play. And that's going to go on to Taronis. And that is going to be number three on him. It took a while in the second half for Gilbert to go cold. But they've gone cold.
They found the rim. They found it very hard. But I tell you what, if I'm Carroll right now, I'm putting my hand up and doing the old get under it if I'm the crowd.
Taronis just got a steal. Now off into the hands of Stensland. He's going to drive in. Moore went to the floor. No call. Stensland lays it up and in. And it's a 64-62 Carroll lead as the lead is trimmed to two.
And I'm very confident in Matt Collison bringing the ball up here. I mean, he's one of those guys that can keep it very protected. So I'm confident if you need to get the ball up the floor that you give it to Mack or Jared.
Collison over to the left side. Step back. Three up. Good! His second three. Tigers lead it here 67-62.
What a shot from Matt Collison there. Back-to-back plays where he's just made shots that other guys aren't able to make very often.
Stensland to Taronis, up from Stensland underneath the Zaz, and the layup is up and good as Gilbert nearly answers on the other end. Carroll's lead is down to three. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a hard time figuring out, probably like you, who's our player of their Culver's player of the game.
I'll do what Doug did against Storm Lake. It's somebody representing the entire team.
Castle corner three right side long, and the rebound to Stensland for Gilbert. 4.5 to go, so a long way to go in this one. Stensland drives in, attack, leaves it off for Zaz, and the layup's up and good. That's what you were talking about in the first half.
You get Louie in the air, and you get your shot blocker off his feet, and you just turn and dump it to the next guy that's there, and a timeout by Randy Beeson. I almost kind of shook my head for a second because I thought that was Gilbert that called the timeout, and I go, what are you doing with that timeout in your pocket, just letting it go? But I tell you what, neither team has waved the white flag. Both teams have faced plenty of adversity, but neither team's willing to give up tonight.
We've got a timeout on the floor. We're back right after this timeout here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jeff Wankman and the Diamond in the Rough. Nathan Nealon with us here tonight on 1380 AM 95.1 FM KCM. Carroll down by as many as 15, now up 167-66. Mason, what has turned around late third quarter into the fourth? Because Gilbert controlled the early part of the third.
Max started to score. Jared started to score. You saw those high-energy plays, that and-one from Jared Moore. You saw the step-back three from Matt Collison. Landon Peterson had, I mean, to end the third quarter there, that diving effort at the end, just energy plays that really get guys into the game.
Jared Moore with it, penetrates over to the right side and on the right elbow. Now hands it off to Tharjaff, back to Moore. Gets to the right elbow again, flips it left side, Collison. Collison brings it up top, defended by Taronis. 3:55 to go here in the ballgame, 67-66. Collison over the left side, picks up the dribble up top to Moore, down to four on the shot clock, just inside the right elbow, pull-up jumper, off the rim, no good. Jorgensen with the rebound and put back.
And, you know, Jorgensen's not a guy that's going to crash the boards super hard, but backside, flips into his body, puts it up, and that might be one of the biggest rebounds Jake Jorgensen had this season.
And that one, an extra bounce on the rim, I think helped him in the timing on that one, as Taronis in the lane, shot up no good, and Tassel's going to clear the rebound, his second.
For Carroll, it's time to take a two-possession lead if you can here, because that would be huge with under halfway to go in the fourth.
Tassel out high near the scorer's table, and this is something that Coach Beeson is really good at, taking the air out. He played for one of the greatest of all time in Mitch Osborne, and he has learned that four corner, the old North Carolina. Now, they have to get some shots off. They can't run the complete clock out, of course, with the shot clock, but they're good at this. Collison drives in, flip shot, no good, and the foul on Taronis is his fourth, and that is going to be the second against Gilbert here in the quarter, but Collison fouled in the active shooting will go to the line, 3 of 4 at the line tonight.
If you looked at the first half, you'd say Mac had no chance of being our player of the game. In this fourth quarter alone, I think Mac's really etched his name into that, because you saw the big three, the off-balance shot. You've seen him play really solid defense, and now he's getting the line a bunch.
And that time he misses the first one short right off the front of the rim. 69-66 Carroll. 3:02 to go here in the third quarter, our Culver's player of the game coming up in our Mackey Motors tailgate. The second one is up and good for Collison.
And that two-possession lead, like I told you about here, unless you have some random four-point play, you got a two-possession lead and you got yourself safe for the offensive play.
Taronis finds Stensland. Stensland over the right side to Rich. Rich down to the right wing to Ohala. Ohala looking to drive against Collison, can't find anything. Now to Rich. Rich penetrates in, kick pass over to Zaz, the ball stripped away, but we're going to get a reach-in foul on Jorgensen. Zaz gained recontrol of the ball, but was not able to get the shot to fall, so he'll head to the line to shoot two. That's going to be number one on Jake Jorgensen, and team foul number three on Carroll here in the quarter. Zaz's free throw is up and good.
Louis, I mean, he does a nice job of shot blocking, but you got to find your balance between jumping and finding shots and being able to stay on your feet to prevent plays like that, because those are plays that, you know, if Louis stays on his feet, he may be able to get a hand up and contest and maybe miss the shot, but on that one, you got to make sure that that backside doesn't go in.
Zaz makes both free throws, and that's just getting more game time and understanding the game a little bit more. Zaz, a 67% free throw shooter, hits both, 2:30 to go. Carroll again trying to take the air out of the ball, tassel out high with it. Ohala will defend, goes behind the back, started right, now goes left, gets it out to Collison out in the C. The Carroll emblem out there near the half court line, near where the band plays, right up below Jen and Adam Dentlinger. Collison gets it over to the right elbow, pump fake, now feeds it up top to Moore, down to seven. Moore picks up the dribble, finds Jorgensen. Jorgensen will drive in. Little floater in the lane up, and no good. Battle for the rebound. It's Jared Moore. Put back up, no good. And there's the dunk by Thargiev on the putback.
I don't know how to describe that play. Louis jumps up with two hands, and nobody can block that. I don't know if there's any guy in this area or this part of the state that can go up with Louis and block that.
The defenses were really focused on Moore, but there's Rich on the other end. His third three of the ballgame. The lead is back to one at 72-71. Carroll with the ball, minute 36 to go here. Collison defended by Rich out in that C emblem again. He'll bring it into the half-court circle. Moore out on the left wing. Jorgensen down in the right corner. Thargiath in the left corner. They may forget about him down there. Allow him to be able to come in and get a rebound. And we're going to get an over and back on Matt Collison.
That's just situational awareness, not knowing where you're at. I mean, you're playing that style right there, and without the five-second calls now this year when you're dribbling the ball, you can stand there and wait and wait and wait, and right there he puts his back foot to go, and he puts it over the line. But 72-71, you need a stop on defense here. Have the ball in your hands to control the game.
Gilbert will inbound right in front of their bench with Zaz. They'll throw it into Taronis in the backcourt. Jorgensen going to put some pressure on him, but not before he gets across half court. Over to Stenslin on the right side. Stenslin off his screen, penetrates in, goes up over the top, but Thargiev lays it up and in. And Stenslin with a big bucket has put Gilbert back on top here, 73-72, and we're going to get a timeout called by Carroll, as that is our fifth lead change, and there's exactly 1 minute to go here in the game. We're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break. It's a full timeout. We're back in 30 to set up the final minute right after this on KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here again, 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. Let's reset our situation here right now. It is Gilbert rallying back after Carroll went up 60-59, got up by five a couple of times. Gilbert now leads at 73-72. There's 27 on the shot clock. The possession arrow will favor Gilbert if we get a jump ball. Foul situation right now. Gilbert with two, so they've got some fouls to give. Carroll with three. Timeout situation. Gilbert still with a one. Carroll down to two. It is Carroll Tiger basketball. They'll inbound it into Collison in the backcourt as we go under a minute remaining. Moore gets it from Collison, left side, top of the key. They roll Tassel in the lane, goes up in traffic, shot up no good. Thargiev battling for the rebound. It comes into the hands of Ohala. Collison trying to tip and steal it away. They'll kick it down to Rich down in the right corner. Carroll doesn't have to foul here. They just need to get a stop. Taronis defended out top by Tassel, looks to drive, penetrates in off to Rich. And Gilbert's going to hold for a late shot in the shot clock, taking that clock all the way down to about 15 seconds, as there's about a 13 to 15 second difference between the shot and game clock. Stenslin with eight, looking to go left. Now steps back, penetrates in the lane, kicks in, gets it to Zaz, baseline jumper. It's long, and the rebound to Jared Moore. I've got him for 16. He'll bring it up. Moore kicks it over to Thargiev. Back to Moore. Moore off a screen by Thargiev. In the lane, ball tipped away by Zaz, who just fouls out of the ballgame as Jared Moore is going to be fouled on the play. I don't think he was shooting. They're going to discuss it. but I don't think he was shooting, so that means Carroll will inbound it with 8.4 seconds remaining, unless they say it was in the act of shooting.
I've seen this exact scenario against Kemper, 3 years ago. Last second, you got somebody that just falls out of the game who's a key defender against your star player, DJ Benami against Evan Hammer. Same spot, same formation, four wide here, Jeff. This is deja vu for me on this side.
8.4 seconds remaining. Jared Moore to inbound, and Carroll is going to call a timeout. They'll still have one remaining. So Mason set up the play. What are they going to do here, Beans? You've said you've seen this before.
Somebody is going to inbound on that A. Somebody will set on the block. You'll have a four wide set across the baseline. They'll pop somebody out, catch the ball here. What Evan did is he turned because he had 2 seconds, so
right.
One dribble, turns, fires off the backboard, makes it for the win. Here with 8 seconds, you have maybe 1-2 passes, maybe 1-2 dribbles. You got to get an open shot. I would not be surprised if they put something at the rim and say, Louis, go up, and if you get fouled, fouled. If not, dunk that thing down.
Who do they set up, though, for that initial shot? Who does Carroll want
Jared
shooting?
Jared Moore. You put the ball in Jared Moore's hands. I don't know how much he's got tonight. I'll look there.
Who's your second option? If Jared's taken away, is it Mac Collison?
Well, it depends, because if you're in a corner three-point shot, Trey, Mac, I mean, you have guys that can do this.
So Collison will inbound. Jorgensen right corner. Tassel left corner. Moore on the left block. Thargiath on the right block. They get it to Moore. Left block slips through, and he's going to be fouled on the play as Ohala goes up and blocks it, but hammers him from behind. And Moore down on the floor, but he is going to be helped up. And Ohala picks up his fourth here in the ballgame. Or is that number five for him? That is number five. He fouls out. So he is going to foul out. Zod's fouled out with 15. Ohala will foul out with 11 here in the ballgame, and Jared Moore heads to the free throw line. He is at 7 of 10 at the line here tonight.
Make one, tie this game, and play
Make
defense.
Two.
Make two.
Make two.
You have a chance to win this game. That's the scenario you got. You don't miss. It's not possible to miss. But when you go, you got the chance to be a big-time player.
He hits both of these, and Carroll wins it. I think we know who our player of the game is, but the first one off the front of the rim, no good. Now, Thargiath and Tassel, your two rebounders down there, have got to be huge in case he misses the second one. Even if they don't get it, tip it. Maybe Moore can get it back.
Give yourself a chance here if you're Jared. Put it in. If not, go get the rebound.
Second free throw coming up for Moore. That one is short. The rebound's loose. Ohala will pick it up over to Stensland. And Stenlin's going to be fouled on the play with 2.5 seconds remaining.
Smart, because 2.5, you put yourself with four fouls just in case.
Yep.
But the timeout can't come in the backcourt unless they want to have 1 second. You got to throw it to the frontcourt timeout quickly. But here, just play smart defense and don't let anything into the frontcourt.
So they'll inbound it. They get it into Stenlin. He's going to be fouled immediately. That'll be the fifth foul. 1.8 seconds remaining, and Stenlin's going to walk down to shoot two. He's a 77% free throw shooter. He is a 1 of 2 on the night, but he's had a good night offensively so far. As Stensland right now with 17 points on the night, but only 5 here in the second half.
If I'm Stensland, if you make the first, I'd almost miss the second and try to give him the length of the court here with 2 seconds, but it depends on what Coach Coronas wants to do.
Free throw on the way. It is up in nothing but the bottom of the net. The lead is 2. For Gilbert at 74-72.
Yeah, now you miss the shot. If you catch the ball, Trey's telling him, if you catch the ball, we want a timeout, I believe. Once they catch the ball, if you get a timeout here, you can run an inbounds play to try and throw something deep.
Yeah, Carroll with just one timeout remaining as well. Stensland's free throw is up. It is nothing but the bottom of the net, and the best Carroll can hope for here is a 3 to send it to overtime. We are going to get that timeout here on the floor. Mason, what is Coach Beeson, you went to his youth camps. You know him well. What does he do here in this situation?
You got to set some picks, get somebody open in the front court, throw the ball as hard as you can, catch it, and you got to just go up with a shot. If you get fouled, you get fouled. But I would not be surprised if Gilbert intentionally fouls here with 4 fouls to send him to the line to shoot 2.
I would certainly think about it. You just got to make sure it's not in the act of shooting on the 3-point shot. Tassel, your number one option, or Collison on this?
I'd give it to Jared Moore.
Okay.
I mean, he's the tallest guy. He can get the shot up. If he gets fouled, he's the strongest to get it to the rim.
I get it to him at half court. I throw it up to him and let him catch somebody streaking down the sideline.
Wire to Galler, Peyton
Shirdan. Well, and Bryce Drew for Valparaiso in the NCAA tournament years and years, well before you were born.
Yep. But Wyatt Regaler's in attendance here over there in the parent section. You do that play. I mean, catch it at half court. Don't even put your body down and go like this.
Yep.
You have to shoot, because if they're going to foul you, shoot the ball. And you put Crandall, because he's your backup quarterback in football.
Yep, should be able to throw it. But they do have right now Ken Yang defending him, and Gilbert's going to take a timeout. So they made a smart decision, put their 6'7 guy with long arms. Crandall's going to have to throw over him if that's what they decide to do.
He can run the baseline as well. That is the smart thing. You know, you can throw a sidearm like baseball. I think he played a little shortstop in baseball when Stone wasn't there last year.
Yep.
Played some second as well. Run the baseline, find an opening. You don't have timeouts, so there is a five-second in play. So make sure you just chuck it.
Yep.
Give your team a chance, but I tell you what, if it was a two-point game, I'd be confident because if you could get it to the rim, you can get Louie up there. But a three-point game makes it hard here, and Gilbert's playing with a lot of passion in this whole game. Carroll's got to have that passion in this final play, make a shot, send it to overtime.
Coach Beeson, one of the Carroll boys, set to join us in the postgame whenever that happens. I'm hoping we go to OT and that postgame doesn't come for another 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, Carroll's had some magic throughout this season. You got to see if Carroll's got one more magical shot in them before the postseason.
So Talon Crandall again going to inbound it. Now they've got Ken Yang back deep along with Stenzelin, so nobody defending the guy inbounding the basketball. So Crandall is going to throw it. He's going to throw it deep looking for more. It's tipped to Tassel, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds. As Tassel was going for the ball, I think Moore was going to try and tip it to him in the corner, but Tassel had broke away from the corner.
You got a foul again. I mean, if they get the ball in foul, go for the steal, something, hold somebody, I don't know what it is.
Long pass down to Crandall. He can't quite squeeze it in, and Gilbert, who led most of the game and fell behind, has to rally. They do it, and Gilbert comes up with a 75-72 victory to end the Carroll run in the Raccoon River Conference. But Carroll will fall here to 14-5. They'll end 11-4 in the Raccoon River. Gilbert gets a big win. They'll move to 12-8, and they finish their Raccoon River Conference season at 9-7. Carroll puts together a really good fourth quarter, outscoring Gilbert 20-16, but they fall short after trailing 59-52 entering the fourth quarter. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate. It's coming up for you next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCN, part of the CB Sports Network.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
That's disappointing. Mackey Motors tailgate for you here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. What a great basketball game, but Carroll Tigers fall short here tonight to Gilbert 75-72. Mason, even when they were down as many as 15 in the second half, this was still a fun game, exciting game. Carroll played so well tonight at times, but didn't shoot it well, gave up too many offensive rebounds, and then for a team that's been great defensively all season, couldn't get the stops late when they really needed them, too.
I mean, you gave up, what, they probably shot 65-70% from three. I mean, they were making shots left and right, couldn't get a stop to save their life for Carroll. You saw them go into that press where you were starting to get a couple of stops, but then they went away from it.
Yep.
And once you went away from the press, they got into the half court, got settled, and made some more shots. And then at the end of the game, I mean, I don't want to pick on Jared, but two free throws to win the game there both go out. That's not on him. I mean, he took a hard fall down here, but, you know, it is a little tough when you have that chance right there. And I know if you're Jared, I know he's going to take that hard.
Yes.
I don't know if he's coming up here or not, but I already know he's going to take that one hard because of what Jared does, what Jared brings to the floor. But if you look at this game, it shows two things. Carroll can fight. Carroll has the resiliency to do things in the playoffs when they're down. But Gilbert also is a team that can be reckoned with in the playoffs.
Yeah, unofficially tonight, I had Jared 26.16 rebounds. So you can't take away the effort he put in to help this team be in this game. Matt Collison, I think, led that charge to get him back in. Landon Peterson may have started it with the energy he played with late in the third quarter. But this is one that's going to sting Carroll. Hopefully they don't drop out of the top eight. Hopefully they don't lose that number one seed. Maybe they can still stay in it. But now they may end up with a little tougher, you know, region or sub-state game, a tougher matchup because they might fall to seven or eight, you know, in the rankings. But they've got one more game left, and this is a good ball club. They're going to right the ship. But some missed free throws in the first half, way too many rebounds given up, I thought, in the first half. You mentioned it. They dug themselves a 15-point hole. Yes, they came back, grabbed a five-point lead. But if you don't put yourself down by 15, you may win this game comfortably.
Yeah, and if you're Carroll, you wish you were a 2A or a 1A school right now in the sense that your bracket's already out. These games don't mean anything.
Right.
But if you're a 3A team, 4A team, these games mean something. So now that number five is going to be wiped off the board, you're going to see. I mean, if they were going to be sent with a team like an MLC Floyd Valley who was a 10 seed, maybe, or they weren't going to be sent with a team like MLC Floyd Valley who was a 10 seed, maybe you give them that kind of on the bubble edge of a 8-9 matchup, an 8-10 matchup, something like that. Whereas if Carroll won this game, they would have had an easier route to state.
Right.
And the worst part about it is it's a sour taste leaving the Raccoon River Conference.
Yep.
You wanted to win your final Raccoon River game as a part of the conference, but now, you know, unless you get somebody in the postseason, you play another Raccoon River team, or you pick somebody up and you're, you know, out of conference next year, this
and
is your last taste of the Raccoon River Conference.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will play some of these Raccoon River Conference teams in the future. But for Carroll, this is a game you can learn from. I mentioned it at halftime, and we'll talk to Jared Moore here in just a second. I kind of felt like, not that Carroll wasn't playing hard in the first half, but I thought that Gilbert did have a little bit more energy and a little more kind of determination there in that first half. And Jared Moore, who had a brilliant game for Carroll here tonight, is going to be joining us here in the postgame. We'll get some thoughts from him. And Jared, great effort from you here tonight. Appreciate you coming up. I know these are never easy when you lose, but what do you guys take away from what happened on the floor here tonight?
Just coming out, we got to come out stronger.
Right.
Back-to-back games, we came out. It was not the greatest defense and dug ourselves a hole. And then it's on us to make it back in the second half. So we just can't be doing that. And our defense can be stronger. This past 2 days has been like one of our worst defensive games we've had. So we just got to get back on track.
You mentioned the defense. I thought they shot it well as well. They were hitting some tough shots. So what did you guys feel like you weren't doing well defensively?
We just got to close out harder with a high hand. Like, we're over-concentrating on, like, the main guys to where, like, yeah, like, playing against good teams, all five of them are going to be able to make shots.
Right.
We just can't underestimate everybody's ability, so we just got to treat everybody like they can shoot the ball, and they're starting five for the reason, so we just got to respect them and respect their shot.
You played with a ton of energy. I had just 16 rebounds tonight to go with your 26 points, so a great effort out of you. What is it, since you've kind of moved into that point guard role, you've really kind of, I think, felt yourself a comfort zone being that guy that handles the ball a lot more for this Tiger team?
Yeah, it just helps Mac out a lot because they're pressuring Mac the whole game. And
right.
He was the only one getting pressure full court, and then they give it up, and they're trying not to just deny him back. So we just know that I take over some of that and make it easier on Mac, make it easier on the team, and get everybody open more.
What led to the comeback there? Because they jumped out, got up 15 there in the third, so they started shooting it still really well in the start of the third. What settled in for you guys that allowed you to get back, do you think?
It's just settling down and just knowing that it's not going to be big like in a minute. It's y'all, you guys sit down, play defense, guys slug it out, take it slow by slow, and we just all make sure I swing the ball and just had to work better together. Because in the first part, we just trying to take ball ourselves and not working as a team as much.
I know this is not the taste you wanted to end the Raccoon River Conference run. I know you won't be here next year, but what are you guys looking at with Harlan, and stuff? You got one more game in the regular season to get ready to go in the postseason, so what do you need to do to bounce back?
That's pretty much a makeup game. We just got to realize that our past two games are not the greatest. Just clean it up, get practice on Monday, and realize that we're not the team we are. We displayed them the last two games, and we just got to get back on track like we were earlier in the season.
I tell you what, appreciate you coming up. Great effort out of you here tonight. Best of luck with Harlan. Jared Mora joining us here. We're going to get head coach Randy Beeson making his way over to the post game, and we'll get some thoughts from coach coming up here tonight as well. And coach, apologize on this one. These are never easy. Valiant effort in the second half. Jared just said, I said it kind of during the first half, and I tweeted it at halftime. It wasn't that you guys weren't playing hard, but they looked like the team that felt like they were playing for more and a little bit more desperate in the first half. I thought you guys answered that about midway through the third quarter, but when you get down 15, it's sometimes pretty hard hill to climb, even though you got back over the top of the hill.
Yeah, they came out and played really well offensively. We had a tough time slowing them down, and we didn't score a lot of points there in the middle of the first quarter for about 3 or 4 minutes there.
Right.
So only down 5 going in the second quarter, and then second quarter, I felt like all of a sudden we're behind by even more. But then we made that run. It was 35-30, and they went on a 4-0 run there to end the half. You're going to have to walk me through a few different things because I'm not sure when we got down the most, but give our guys a lot of credit for coming back there in the fourth quarter. It was a fun game there for a stretch, and we got up 4 or 5 points. Tried to run our stall game just to kind of catch our breath a little bit and didn't do a very good job executing what we were trying to run there the last little bit. But, Louie got a big old board and a putback
right
on one of those. I think we turned it over once or twice, which is can't happen
right
down the stretch, and then give them credit. They made a couple baskets when they needed to, and we couldn't get stops. And, you feel bad for Jared. Jared played a great game.
Yes, he did. I had him 26 and 16. I don't know what you guys had him with, but
yeah.
I had him 26 and 16 tonight.
Yeah, he was all over the place getting those rebounds on a night where we couldn't get a rebound. It seemed
right
like we gave up way too many offensive
especially
rebounds.
Especially in the first half.
Oh, my gosh. I called the timeout probably halfway through the first or maybe halfway through the second. I'm like, we've already given up 10 offensive rebounds.
Right.
Find a way.
Right.
And give them credit. They're long and lanky and athletic, but we didn't have enough guys going and trying to get that thing. We just relied on Jared and Louie to hopefully come up with it, and they were working their tail off trying to box out their guy, and that's when the guards need to come in and clean that up a little bit. So a tough loss. Obviously you don't want to lose your last home regular season game, but I told the guys, there's a lot to learn from this. We haven't been in this position before, so really important that you respond the right way and be a good teammate and keep being confident with everybody. And we'll see what happens with next week.
One guy I wanted to bring up I thought helped spark you as you got down 47-32 about midway through the third quarter. Landon Peterson came in. You guys went to that pressure defense, came up with a couple of big steals, that hustle play where he dove over the bench. I thought he kind of sparked the energy for you guys to close out that third quarter.
Yeah, he did a really nice job. He's always, he knows where to be. He's creative. He can read eyes and anticipate. So Yeah, we went to that press and did a good job. You know, Ochala had 3-4 fouls early, so we kept trying to get him to pick up his next one. And then luckily, Landon got a steal, and I think that's how he picked up his fourth foul. We were trying to get him to get his fifth, but guys did a good job of running that press and getting some stops and getting some deflections and then scoring in transition, which really helped us get back in the game. And then, you know, just such a bummer that the first 3 or 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, I think we got up 4 or 5 points and we're like, all right, we got this. And just couldn't find a way to get enough stops there down the stretch. And, you know, in big games like this, you have to execute on the offensive end down the stretch, and we just didn't do a good enough job of that. And I apologize to the guys. I got to do a better job of calling better stuff down the stretch, and we didn't have our best stuff there. So we'll be better.
Yep.
I got to find a way to move on and be better.
You got Harlan now coming up next week to close out the regular season. What are you looking at, and what's this team need to do to bounce back and maybe regain the confidence? Because Jared said that he doesn't feel like they've played very well the last 2 games.
Yeah. Well, every game is super important, right? So we talk about trying to play your best basketball at the end of the season. So obviously we've done a really good job. We've beaten the teams that we should have beaten except for tonight.
Yep.
So, again, it's hard to lose this one late because we did a lot of really good things throughout the season. So, again, hopefully we'll be ready to go. It's a non-conference game, but we're trying to keep getting better all the time. And obviously when you lose, there's a lot of things that you need to learn from what happened in the game. So we'll watch some film Sunday night, put together a game plan for Harlan on Tuesday, and then we'll find out Monday afternoon where we're at in the district play and what that looks like, and make sure we have a couple good days of practice and get ready for districts.
Well, coaches, I always appreciate you coming up. We'll chat with you again tomorrow morning on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. But best of luck with Harlan coming up on Tuesday.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Randy Beeson, again, the head coach for the Carroll boys. We're going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. Time to name our player of the game here tonight. We're going with Matt Collison, kind of led that run there late in the fourth quarter and late in the third and into the fourth quarter. Collison finishing up tonight with 16.4 rebounds and 2 assists. For my broadcast partner, Mason Nealon, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here tonight on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Have a great night, everybody.